We are now joined by the race-winning driver of today's Pocono 400, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Hazelnut Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We will open it up to the floor for anyone who has questions. Start with Jeff.
Obviously, you've been outspoken all year about this package, but when you win, like, how do you reconcile the feelings of winning with this package versus how you feel about it?
I think I passed one car today. That was on the outside of turn three, and I got a good run through turn two and kind of shallowed entry to turn three a little bit, and Boyer went to block, so I just shot out to his outside, got alongside of him. I mean, that was it. I don't know if anybody else passed anybody on the racetrack for the lead like that, but if so, then maybe this package is awesome, but that's all I know.
Zach.
Zach Sterniola, Pocono Record. Two parts. First, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate the package here?
Stop asking me package questions. I'm done answering them. Next.
Okay.
Let's go to Bob.
Well, then you may not answer this one. But do you do anything to kind of either motivate yourself or to try to get you in a positive frame of mind for races?
Nope. Am I a positive person? It's rare. I just go, man. I just do what I'm supposed to do. I try to drive as hard as I can, as fast as I can. If there's a car in front of me, I try to pass them. Whichever way I can do that, I try to do it. And if I can't do it, there's days that I'd get ultimately frustrated because I don't feel like my true talents can show on the racetrack because I'm too limited by the air of everything that's kind of going around me that I can't do anything. As a race car driver, when you can't do anything and you can't showcase what your abilities are and how good you should be or you feel like you are, then there's certainly some tense moments and some high frustrations. And today it was going to be that day early on in the race. We couldn't really pass. But then there towards the end, I don't know how Boyer got by me. He got a good run off of turn one, I guess, and got in front of me. But then a couple laps later, I was able to get back by luckily. So I don't know.
On the restart there, knowing how important the draft was today, or at least the pushes were on the restarts, was there any kind of coordination between you and Eric to try to work together on that restart?
Well, that wasn't the final one. You talking about the final one? Well, the final one, Eric was on the inside of me, so I had to compete against him, so it was straight up. You know, I didn't ask, and they didn't ask, so I figured we were just racing it out, and, you know, we were just going to go with whatever went on behind us, what runs we got, what pushes we got from behind, and really, when I left the restart zone, Brad touched me twice in second gear, and then after that, I never got touched again until right before getting off into the corner. And that kind of seemed to be the way a couple restarts earlier in the day as well, too, where I'm trying to back up to those guys and get pushes, and really all you're doing is slowing down that train. So, like, the higher horsepower of the other package, you could push all the way down in there, and you could fan out it, I felt like, more than what this package alluded to.
To Dan.
Dan Gelston, Associated Press. Kyle, as someone who racks up milestones almost every week, what does it mean to now you're in a tie for ninth with Rusty Wallace on the career wins list?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special. You know, we just keep on doing what we're supposed to do. I've won 55 of them, I guess, but man, there's probably just as many that I've lost out on, and I know that I could have them back. You know, I'd be well on my way. But overall, just you know, keep fighting, keep digging. It's pretty cool to continue to get with and eclipse many of these great names that have helped our sport, build our sport to what it is today, and have been icons for that matter as well.
So Zach.
Zach Attan's ready, kickingthetires.net. Does this count as a birthday present for Samantha?
Absolutely. Why not? You know, we had a nice day yesterday. We went into the city and just kind of played around and checked some things out, and you know, and then today was able to get her an Eagle trophy. So not sure where she'll put this one, but she might just give it back.
Any other questions here on the floor? Go back to Jeff.
I can't tell whether you're happy or not right now.
Huh?
Are you happy?
Why?
You just won. You won the race.
Yeah, so?
Does winning make you happy? Like, are you leaving here like, yes, yay, everything's great?
Yes, yay, okay.
No, I'm just wondering. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm wondering. I can't tell.
I mean, am I happy? Sure, yeah. Today was a good day. We did what we were supposed to do. We did our job. We've had fast cars this year and have thrown away too many, so I've left the racetrack way too many times this year frustrated, you know? And I guess I try not to let the highs be so high and the lows be so low, but I could probably roll somewhere in the middle. So, you know, when you win, you know, there's a lot of guys that enjoy it a heck of a lot more and get the high from it. But to me, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's my job. And so today was a successful day, and I look at it like that. And now I'm already looking ahead to next week.
Any other questions? Dustin up front, and I'll go to Dan.
Dustin Lovino, Front Stretch. Kyle, what's really clicked for you at Pocono the past 3 years?
I don't know. You know, I felt like when I was here with Dave Rogers the last year or two, I started to click on something, get a little bit better. We finished third. We finished fourth. Like, I think we finished better. And then when I got with Adam, it's just kind of clicked. We've been really, really good here with Adam. So, you know, Adam's obviously a great leader and a great crew chief and does a really good job being able to listen to me. And through practice, when we talk about what things I need help with and worked on the race car to make myself better in turn one or turn two or turn three, he's able to give it to me, you know, and that's what makes, you know, a great crew chief. And so I appreciate his leadership and his ability and being able to understand what's in his race car, what springs and shocks and bars and why everything is the way that it is and what it does and how it affects the car in each different corner with different loads and such, and that he can go to work and figure out what things I'm talking about and describing, and that he knows, okay, well, that's going to be this right here, and if I change this, it's going to make us better here. It's not really going to affect over there or whatever it is, you know. So he's just he's pretty good about that. Is there another track on the schedule that's kind of that way too? Indy, I guess. Also, we've really been stupid fast at Indy the last few years. Richmond, I've always kind of been good there. Bristol, I've always kind of been good there. Charlotte, I've really run a lot better at Charlotte now. I remember with Dave, we were always kind of mired fourth to seventh, but you know, since Adam, it's kind of been second to fifth, and we've had some first place cars as well too. So you know, I'm sure I could find some more.
Any other questions here on the floor? Any questions up in the press box?
From the press box. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
You got it. Right on. Thanks.